This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think riding a roller coaster with Trump would be fantastic. He would be all, you know, pumping fist in the air, having a good time, woo-hoo. And I think Kamala would be screaming like a little girl, and I couldn't stand that.
So. Barry, thank you for the phone or for the recording. That's our YouTube live chat poll for today. Who would you rather ride a roller coaster with, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? And if you want to leave us one of those voice messages, if you go to the Odyssey app where you can stream 97.1 FM Talk, it's very simple. You just click the little microphone next to where you would play 97.1 FM Talk. Talk into your phone, and then that's all you do? Is that, as I understand it?
Yeah, that's it. You just hit that microphone, and it records you, and then you can send it. You can edit it. You don't have to send it. If you don't like what you did, you know, you can redo it or whatever, or not send it at all. So it's not like
once you do it.
It's not like you're in now.
Yeah.
It's going to the show.
It's not like what we do for a living.
That's exactly what we do.
Once we do it, you're just going to have to live that one.
Yeah.
Live that one out and live it down.
We are live all the time.
We are going to take phone calls right now, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. And I want to know one of two things. You can give us a call, and Ethan or Drew will take your phone call and screen it and tell us which of these topics you want to discuss. How did you feel about Kamala Harris's CNN interview? Let us know your reaction to it. What would you, if you were grading it?
Yeah, I actually would give it a C. Because that's exactly what they were shooting for. In that sense, it was an A, but they were going for the most average, hey, we did it. It didn't make a lot of waves. You didn't notice it. Let's just go away now.
Simply, every morning when I wake up and I get a news alert, 36 days and Kamala Harris hasn't done an interview, 37 days. Now that headline is gone.
That's the point.
I woke up today and it said 40 days and Kamala Harris hasn't done a press conference.
Nice. Thank you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So we want to take your phone calls. You can react to Kamala Harris's interview, but you can also answer the question. If you don't want to do that, call in and tell us who would you rather ride a roller coaster with, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. And we're going to go through these as fast as we can. So we're going to put you on. You can make your point, and then we're going to get to the rest of the phone calls because we got quite a few to get to here. I'm going to start with Mark. Mark, thanks for calling the Andy Fry Show. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, thanks. So really, I didn't call in for that. I called in because... You guys, listen, the nationally syndicated show, I travel, these nationally syndicated shows have absolutely nothing on you guys. As a matter of fact, when I am in town and I'm tuning in, I'm scanning in the car, and you come on, and I really assumed, my assumption is this is a national, and then you call, here, you want to call in, it's a St. Louis number. You guys... I mean, this format, the way you have it right now, that is a winner.
Oh, thanks,
and
Dad.
I'm telling you what, listen to me. Somebody ought to take this. You have a great show.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable right now, but that's so nice.
And by the way, that interview doesn't count. It's got to be, she has to be extemporaneous. She has to be, sorry, someone's calling it. She's got to be able to take questions on the fly. Without preparation, I mean, my gosh, come on. Yeah. Anyway, thanks again.
Mark, thank you. That was incredibly kind.
I got to tell you, he's right about everything except the show.
Give me my pen back. I just dropped it.
It went right in my eye. Just an accident, I guess.
You weren't using that anyway.
No, he's right, though. Annie, I'm going to do the opposite now. Annie, you really do a great job. You put this thing together every day. It's like herding cats, and I mean to put this thing together. It needs a strong hand at the top.
You can have an oatmeal cream pie. They're in the top drawer.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Mark, that was very kind of you. Thank you. Mark is not my dad. It's not your dad, right?
No, it's my dad.
Okay.
Mark Wiggins.
Mark Wiggins.
That's a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Let's get to Jordan. Jordan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. You want to tell us who would you rather ride a roller coaster with, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
For sure, for sure. Jordan, you know what I mean? Longtime listener, a.k.a. Grimy314 in the chat. Shout out to all the lefties out there in the chat.
Well, you welcome
you. I would not want to ride with Trump, though. I would ride with Kamala. Because I don't know if the last time you guys rode a roller coaster with like an 80-year-old senior citizen. I don't know if he could take it, if it, you know, the strain on his heart. He doesn't eat the best. He's not in the best shape. You know, I'm just going to go with the safer option.
So you're going with Kamala Harris because you're afraid Trump would die or have a medical event?
I'm afraid Grandpa Trump would die on that on the roller coaster, depending on which one we go on.
Did Joe Biden's age bother you?
Yeah, it did.
It did. I believe you.
It most definitely did.
Yeah, I believe you.
I don't think that's a terrible concern.
It's like, what kind of risks are we taking here in the long run?
If we're strictly talking roller coasters, Trump. And then if I could add a little bit, the interview, I mean, if we're going to criticize the CNN interview, we got to also criticize the Theo Von interview. We got to criticize the Elon Musk interview. They're the same thing. They're the same thing. Nobody was taking really hard-hitting questions. They're all softballs.
I think Theo Von asked more pointed, direct questions about policy of Donald Trump, and I am sugaring you not here, that the actual push that Theo Von had towards Donald Trump regarding lobbyist, Big Pharma, and all of that was more direct and pointed, and he actually followed up in a way that made me uncomfortable. I'm like, dude, let it go. Move on. I think we all here have said that the CNN interview wasn't bad. I don't think it was good. I think it was a nothing burger.
Well, you can criticize the Theo Von and the Elon Musk and stuff like that as being, that's all friendly territory. But I mean, J.D. Vance and Trump do hostile interviews all the time.
Yeah.
So there is a big difference there.
When was the last hostile interview?
I mean, J.D. Vance literally sat down with Dana Bash just like 2 weeks ago. So
Dana.
It's the same. I'm sorry.
Okay, but real quick before we let you go, Jordan, and we do appreciate that you listen to the show and you do participate in
the
YouTube chat.
Long time listener.
We appreciate you. Would you like to see Kamala Harris sit down with a Bret Baier or a Fox News host?
Would I like to see it? No. Do I think that she could stand up to it? And come out looking like way better than Trump would on some of these, what you would call opposing outlets. Yes, I think she's smart enough. I think that she wouldn't go into it and get emotional. I think that she's someone that can handle herself in a hostile situation.
Why wouldn't she want her to take that opportunity and win that interview?
Because I think that it's like a feeding ground, right? I think that people are just going to go in for the kill, much like they do Trump. I'm not even going to when it's not your home turf, people are going to go in with the questions that they know, or they're going to try and befuddle you. They're going to try and make you look dumb. They're going to try and have stuff for, you know, the pundits to talk about the next day. So would I want to see that happen to her? No. But do I think that she could handle it? Most definitely.
Jordan, last question, which I think I already said once. Do you think that Kamala Harris's interview was on home turf?
I mean, most definitely.
Okay. Yeah, this is why I like him.
Okay.
I like you, Jordan. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
For sure.
Take care. Let's get to Steve's call. Steve, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. The Kamala Harris CNN interview, what do you think?
Are you inquiring as to Steve?
Yes. Go ahead, Steve.
That would be myself.
Yes.
Her responses were entirely too vague, entirely unspecific, and she came back with simply platitudes. An easy example of that was when it was asked why she would now enforce the border, where she had not done so previously, and she said her values were the same. If you could reverse that, and ask, what would you say if President Trump said that he was now going to open the borders and allow criminals in, but don't worry, his values were the same and he hadn't changed? People would go crazy over that answer, but they let Kamala Harris get away with it.
Do you think she helped herself last night or made a difference?
I do not. She spoke for 17 minutes. That was it. And the entire interview was 1 hour, so it was edited down, obviously. I think it was entirely too vague, and the interviewer simply let her get away with things. I think it was a mild negative. Mm-hmm. And she looked physically small.
Yes.
When you look at it, I mean, she looked extremely, she obviously is smaller than Tim Walz, but she also looked physically diminished, even against Dana Bash.
Which is an unforced error. I don't know why they did that.
That was weird.
Steve, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate you.
All right.
Take care. Great voice, too. You could sound more like Steve.
Steve, you want to be the station voice?
Is that up?
You can just do it on the phone if you want to.
Let me get to Dorothy is on the line here. Who would you rather ride a roller coaster with, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, Dorothy?
Donald Trump, because he's put his arm around me and he said, "Thing there, it's going to be all right."
Oh, it's all feelings with you guys.
I love it. She just wants to feel safe and secure.
Can I comment on one thing that I'm shocked no one has commented on?
Sure.
As I recall, it was around 2007 or 8 that I can't even remember who was president. I think it was Obama, but he said, everyone deserves home ownership. We're going to make it easier for them to have home ownership. And what happened 2 years later? Everything fell apart. We had that huge breakdown. Companies went out of business. It was awful. And now they want to do it again?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Dorothy?
History repeats itself.
We all want Donald Trump to put his arm around us and tell us it's going to be okay. And steering clear from socialism is kind of like square one. I think you're spot on. Thanks
yes.
for Dorothy, thank you. We appreciate
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Really, on a roller coaster, anybody that wants to sit next to me and tell me it's okay, that's fine.
It's funny, because when I sit next to you on roller coasters, I'm like, you could die.
Yeah, that's why I don't like riding roller coasters with you.
He especially wants it to be Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I know, gosh.
In shorts.
Did you and I ride any roller coasters together?
I don't think we rode a ride.
Did we ride Slinky together?
Oh, we did, Slinky Dog Dash.
It was like a thing.
Yeah, we did a whole video. I don't know if we ever used it, but
no, I think I have a video of us riding Slinky Dog Dash together.
Me and you, and then Brad and Hannah behind us.
Yeah.
I think in that video, yeah. I don't remember much other than that we were on camera the whole time and I had to think about that instead of the ride.
I probably didn't upload it anywhere because I laughed the whole time.
Yes, you did.
I was like giggling the whole time. Yeah. And it's like, it's super annoying when you go back and watch it. I don't know if we're going to ever share that. Brian, who would you rather ride a roller coaster with?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Why?
I want to have Mexican food first. I want to release a bunch of gas. Just to make her life so miserable as they have done for me and uncomfortable for the last several years. And then the second thing is I'd really like to see a debate, a real debate between the two with no mediator. I want Trump to ask questions. I want Kamala to ask questions so we can each see what they really stand for and the differences and not just, oh, this one's being weak on the questions and pampering and, you know, because those two would tear each other up, or one of them would.
It would be interesting, especially if they both ate Mexican food right before that.
Shoot,
interview.
At this point, put him in an octagon and put just one mic in there.
Brian,
whoever wins it,
there you go.
Quite a phone call. Thank you for reaching out to us.
She just wants to fart on
it. It's almost unfair
guys. Thank
to
you for bringing
say,
on.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate you.
It's almost unfair to say something as funny as that and then go straight into. But actually, this is what I think about.
The
I
debate.
Mean, it was just, yeah, so quick. And he was like, he couldn't breathe over there.
he like really thought that out.
Here's what I'll
he
do.
He wants
to
gas Kamala
I'll
Harris
just,
out.
I'll just get real gassy.
But the point, it wasn't just like he would take pleasure in that. He was like, his point was, I want to make her as uncomfortable as she has made me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could end up being dangerous for him too, though. So he's willing to put himself in a dangerous position. Just for her to suffer. Wow.
Ooh, man.
You think she would back off of communism if somebody farted next to him really like that? I don't know.
Imagine if all of this time and all of these years, that's all it took.
That's what it took? Oh, man.
I got a response from Timothy on our voice chats that have been left. How can people go leave us some more of those, Ryan?
If you're listening online or you'd like to listen online, find 97.1 through the Odyssey app, and then find the microphone in the button in the right down corner. I said that very well. Bottom right corner, microphone, hit it. You record a message and we get it, man. Thank you for letting me do that.
I went to you, Silky Smooth. So it would be clear.
Yep.
And now I feel like people have changed the station.
You can leave anytime, but hey, you know what? You should do not leave.
More phone calls when we come back. Can we, Ryan? You need to leave. I'm running low on people here on the show today, but I'm gonna have to ask you. Just take a minute. You go get one of those oatmeal cream pies. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.